Should hear the people singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. We'll join in our
crusade. Hi, I'm Sydney Astley, and I play Eponine.
Hi, I'm Jerry Hicks, and I play the Bishop.
Hi, I'm Damian Kaplan, and I do all the music and vocals.
This musical was adapted from a book published in 1862 that is well over 1,000 pages. But if you can give us a brief synopsis for those who may not know yet, can somebody just fill us in a little bit on what this musical is about?
Sure. Les Miserables, it's a story of a man named Jean Valjean, who was unfairly imprisoned for 19 years for stealing a loaf of bread, actually. And from there on, kind of that's where the whole story kind of goes from there to the end. Upon gaining his release, he becomes kind of a force for good in the world, but finds he cannot escape his darkened past. And yes, it's adapted from that Victor Hugo 19th century novel, which I believe is the longest novel ever written, I believe. And the story has just a ton of different types of characters that come into play. It talks a little bit about the fallout from the French Revolution. It has a little bit of quirkiness, mostly drama, I would say. A lot of death. A lot of death in that novel, I guess, that comes through. But pretty much at the end of it, it kind of goes from Jean Valjean's imprisonment all the way to the man that he has become, the upstanding individual that he has also kind of put himself out there in the town, and talks a little bit about basically a community coming together for a noble cause.
What about this story in this musical, which has developed quite the devoted following, is still relatable to people, do you think?
It does have a huge following. The music, number one, is just very exciting and enthralling, and it brings a lot of excitement into this musical. But the storyline with a man who has been wrongfully imprisoned for that many years, he gets set on a right path by the character that I play, which is the Bishop, where I'm actually the first nice thing that's happened to him in 20 years, probably. And I give him a break and put God in his path and put some money in his hand, actually, to give him that ability to make something of himself. And that's really the charge that he has through the whole movie, and where it kind of leads him from one end of this, from the beginning of this storyline to the end of the show.
And it's kind of one of those stories, I guess, that's got the heartache, the love story that ends up being an actual happy story. It's got war, it's got death, as we mentioned. So there's really not a lot that's not included in this plot line as far as storylines go. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, you go through almost every type of emotion you probably can go through. There is a little bit of laughter. And, of course, there's just a little bit of quirkiness that happens at times. But for the most part, I mean, you really do get to experience from anything from happiness to complete sadness. So there's a lot of emotion that runs through the show, and it's all in 3 hours worth of music, too.
And now, Sydney, your character, Eponine, goes through quite a bit of heartache. How did you drum up the emotion required for the role?
I kind of had to put myself in a place of, what if this was me? Like, what if the person that I loved didn't love me the same way back? And being so young, it's not easy to tap into that emotion, but it's kind of like you have to think of a sad point in your life of you didn't exactly get what you wanted, and you kind of have to get over it and put yourself forward and be kind of selfless and be there for the other person.
And Sydney, now you're going to share a cappella here, snippets from a couple of songs you sing. Set up the first one for us.
Sure. Well, actually, when she was little, there's another girl named Cosette, and they weren't very nice to each other, I guess, or Eponine wasn't really nice to Cosette, and she didn't really do anything bad. But then when Cosette comes back into her life, she's finally remembering, like, what happened and, like, how they grow up and everything changes. So this is that. Cosette. Now I remember, Cosette, how can it be? We were children together. Look what's become of me.
And then the next song you're going to share apart from is called On My Own.
On my own, pretending he's beside me. All alone, I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me. In the rain, the pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS, and I am joined by two cast members and the vocal director for the production Les Miserables, put on by the Muni. And Damien, this musical has a massive amount of people in it. Is this one of the larger productions the Muni has put on?
I would say so, absolutely. Most of the time with shows, you know, usually you don't really have too much of a pit chorus. And if you do want one, you usually have to make a special request. But kind of knowing that this show has so much vocal power behind it in certain parts and in the big choral numbers, we had to have that sort of that another big sound that kind of just was there just to make the overall choral sound that we looked for. So yeah, we got a nice big pit chorus. We even have a big 20-piece orchestra, which usually the Muni never does have. They usually only allow about 12 people, but we were able to get 20.
And so does it seem the recent movie, obviously, has that garnered added interest in this musical, do you guys think?
I do believe it has, absolutely. I think, especially since it just came out around the time that the movie was about to start coming out in theaters, it really kind of helped promote more people wanting to go out and see what the movie's like, to see if they're interested in maybe coming out and auditioning for the actual show. And I think that really did help because we had record number of auditions this year.
What do you hope overall audiences leave the Muni after seeing this production thinking about, or what's the message maybe they can take away from this production?
I think that the message they could take away from it is like to forgive and really, no matter what you do, no matter how bad of a deed that you do, that there you should still forgive.
One of the phrases that we have on the back of our t-shirts for the cast says, to love another person is to see the face of God. And I think that is something that is something we hope that people walk away with, because it's a sad storyline. But it's a love story at the same time. There's at least a couple of those that are going on at the same time. And it's just really touching. I mean, you can walk away feeling sad with a smile on your face at the same time. I've had people tell me that they've even had tears in their eyes. But yet, at the end of the production, when everybody's out there singing those last numbers, you just have a smile on your face.
One day more, another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day
I
more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you're